Northeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma, you may notice that towns have one thing in common, the Bartlett Co-op. The employees at our location strive to make you our number one priority. Whether you're needing fertilizer, propane, fuel, feed, a new Altos mower, or some delicious food, each location has specialty services to offer you. It's the Bartlett Co-op, where strangers are always welcome, neighbors are always present, and friends never leave.
Take a look around. When you see a job that's well done, you can almost bet that Muller Construction in Coffeyville had something to do with it. Muller Construction is a family-owned company. For four generations, they've been helping to build it. The Muller Construction family takes pride in everything they do. Muller Construction, building Southeast Kansas and Northeast Oklahoma.
Barnett IP should be your internet service provider with a platform to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high-speed internet at affordable prices. Barnett IP sets a high bar for themselves. Barnett IP keeps up with the latest technology, improving internet services continually. High-speed wireless internet service at Barnett IP also gives you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Are you letting Barnett IP work for you? Barnett IP, where speed and reliability matter. 918-333-2208 and ask about the Affordability Connectivity Program.
At Welch State Bank, we take pride in serving our agriculture community. Our agriculture loan officers have many years of lending experience, and most are still active in agriculture themselves. So we know the importance of things like competitive seasonal rates and terms, and a lender that understands the industry. Welch State Bank is also an FSA preferred lender, ready to utilize FSA guarantees, which help us meet the credit needs of young, beginning, and small farmers, as well as existing farmers seeking to expand their operations. Stop by, visit our website, or call any location for more information today. 918-788-3373. Welch State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When you're out and about and are feeling hungry, stop in at the Woodshed, where they have Simple Simon's Pizza, Woodshed Chicken, deli products, and more. The Woodshed has self-service gas pumps if your vehicle feels a bit thirsty, too. Open 24/7, that's the Woodshed in South Coffeyville and Edna, where you can enjoy all that a convenience store offers and so much more. The Woodshed.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory.
Bartlesville, Nuwata, and Barnesville. We are Real Country. KRIG, Nuwata, Bartlesville.
Real Country.
Time for the Oklahoma Union graduation.
Chase McNutt joining you live here from Oklahoma Union High School on this Friday. It is May 12th. We're getting ready for graduation, as Mr. Dave Waddell put it right before he came on here, out here in Oklahoma Union. It's getting ready to start as the stages are just now being taken. The graduates are getting ready to be brought in from the back, but it doesn't look like they're getting ready. Well, it doesn't look like they're about to start here within the next minute or so. So I'm just going to kind of set the scene for you guys a little bit, talk about what's supposed to happen for the most part. So most of you know how a graduation works out here at Oklahoma Union. It's going to start with the order of ceremony. Then they'll move to the processional and a national anthem. The invocation is going to be done by Hayden Bowman. The welcome is done by Miss Brenda Taylor. And then the superintendent of schools introduction of the school board members will include the president of Mark Huntington, the vice president K.Y. Cole, clerk Brad Barron, member Joan Langworthy, and member Whitney Allen. Salutatorian will be Kennedy Sturgeon, and co-valedictorians will be Nicholas Jackson, Levi Crater, and Kate Thompson. Presentations of candidates for graduation, Mr. Rusty Sellers. We also have, who is the high school principal. Presentation of diplomas will be, once again, Mr. Mark Huntington, the president and the school board president. And the presentation of the 2023 graduates, they will have a class song and a flower presentation as well. The class color is baby blue, voted on by most students. The class flower voted on by students was the blue orchid. And the class song is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. The class quote for the 2023 Oklahoma Union graduating classes, it's hard being the worst class, but somebody's got to do it. For class officers and president, they have Aubrey Biggs. For vice president, we have Madison Tanner. The secretary is Kennedy Sturgeon. Student Council, Austin Harris. The sponsors for tonight as well, we have Miss Karen Auer, Mr. Eric George, Miss Heidi Gillespie. Junior attendants are Michaela Barker, Jessalyn Cole, Kylie Conley, and Madison Rogers. Once again, we are getting ready for the graduation here to get ready to start. And while we're waiting, I may as well go ahead and read you off the list of graduates here that are going to be coming in shortly. As actually, I think they're getting ready to come in, so I think I'm going to go ahead and send it on over, folks. You are now listening live in here to the Oklahoma Union Class of 2023 graduation.
Thank you. Please remain standing for our national anthem and invocation given by Hayden Bowman.
We ask for your guidance through our future endeavors, and Lord, thank you for the country that we live in and the freedoms that we have. Thank you, and may you bless us all. Amen.
Please be seated.
It is my privilege to welcome you to the 2023 graduation ceremony of the Oklahoma Union High School. Joining me on stage this evening are the Oklahoma Union Board of Education members, Mark Huntington, president, Joanne Langworthy, member, Whitney Allen, member, and we also have our high school principal, Mr. Rusty Sellers. It is personally our great honor to be a part of this special occasion. I extend a warm welcome and thanks to the parents and to the relatives of each of these graduates. We are all here tonight to celebrate this special group that deserves our commendations and certainly our congratulations, the members of the graduating class of 2023. Graduates, on behalf of all of the Oklahoma Union staff and the Board of Education, congratulations to each of you and best wishes.
Please welcome to the stage our salutatorian, Kennedy Sturgeon.
Welcome, family, friends, alumni, and staff. I would just like to thank you all for being here with us during this special time in our lives and supporting us when we need it most. Thank you to all the OKU staff that has made this day possible for our graduating class of 2023. I'm going to be very honest for a second. I struggled with what I was going to say here today. I struggled because what could I have to say that we all haven't already heard our whole lives? I struggled because I always knew this day would come when I would be on this stage giving this speech to all of you. And in my mind, I always imagined I would give an extraordinary speech that would blow everyone's mind, or that this speech would actually inspire you guys. But now this day was coming quickly, and I had no idea what I was actually going to say, until I realized this speech isn't really about me giving an amazing speech. It's about us celebrating our accomplishments and turning this page onto the next chapter of our lives. Guys, we did it. We finally made it to this day that for most of us seems so far off, we never thought this day would ever come. In a few short minutes, each one of us will finally get our moment to walk across this stage, and we'll be on our way to creating the lives we have always dreamed of. We have all been through many rough times together, and now we all get to go through one last moment, but momentous occasion, together. The time of our last has finally come to a close, and now it is the time for our first day of college, first time living on our own, first day at a new job, or for some of us, simply the first time being considered a full-fledged adult. It's time for us to grow and to experience new things and to have fun. I think it's time for me to start thanking the many people that have helped to shape me into the person that I am today. There were many people that have been there to teach, inspire, and encourage me throughout my life. I would like to thank all of my past FFA officer teams. I have learned so much from each and every one of my team members, and I have been honored to work with some of the best role models, specifically Julia Barron and Kyla Taylor. These two have taught me how to set goals and how to strive to accomplish them. Thank you to all my amazing teachers I've had over the years. Each and every one of you has taught me something that I will never forget. You each have played a big part in shaping this person who I am today. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Auer, for all the many, many things I always seem to need help on, and I never doubt that you would be there to help. Thank you, Mrs. Dick. Mrs. Dick was my first ever teacher here at OKU, and she changed my life in a way I'll never be able to forget. I suffered from dyslexia growing up, and when I came to OKU, I was so far behind due to mistreatment at my old school that I was almost held back from advancing to upper elementary. I'll forever be grateful to Mrs. Dick, for she worked so hard to catch me up, and I truly would not be standing here on this stage without her. This list could go on forever. I've had some of the best teachers, so I thank you all. I would like to briefly thank all my amazing friends, for these girls have always been there and have always stuck by my side, even when I'm not the easiest person to deal with sometimes, or so I've been told. Kate, Rayleigh, Maddie, Aubrey, Raven. Thank you for always being the friends that I so desperately needed all these years. I love you all. Thank you as well to the one person who has always pushed me to be better and to try my hardest at everything I did, even if he didn't know he was motivating me to accomplish much. Nick, congratulations on finally being able to show everyone that you beat me at something. Finally, but most importantly, I would like to thank my parents. You guys have provided me with the best start that any child could ever ask of their parents. The minute I told you guys my dream was to become a chiropractor, you guys are the ones who immediately started to set me up for success with achieving that dream. Dad, you are and forever will be my protector. Mom, you are my provider and inspiration. I love you both. Thank you. Denzel Washington once stated, "Nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Fall forward, never be discouraged, never look back. Give everything you've got. And when you fall throughout life, fall forward." So I ask that each of you here today, never let your struggles or hardships prevent you from doing what you were always meant to do. Work hard at everything you do in life, so then you'll never have regrets. And just like Denzel said, nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. So guys, go out there and take some risks. Thank you.
Thank you, Kennedy. Next, we'll hear from one of our valedictorians, Levi Kreider.
How about that ride in? You guys might not know this, but when I first came here, I considered myself to be a bit of a loner. I would tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when I met Kate Hill, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it had grown by one. So there we were. There were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone in the wolf pack, and then Kate had joined in later. And 2 years ago, when Kate introduced me to more of the guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And I knew for sure, I just added a few more guys to my wolf pack. Five of us in the wolf pack, driving around the Oklahoma plains, together as Oklahoma Union students, in search of excitement. I hadn't realized I would be stepping into a new world, and I was thankful to have the Wolfpack here to guide and help me along the way. I learned countless lessons regarding my favorite sport, basketball. Coach Hall and Coach Cordell Jackson helped shape me into a more knowledgeable athlete and a stronger person. I want to give a special thanks to Ms. Auer and Mr. Sellers for welcoming me to the Oklahoma Union Cougar family. I also want to thank God for giving me and my classmates the tools for success. I want to thank all the parents that showed up today for supporting their children as they celebrate this accomplishment and take their next step into adulthood. I will leave you with this quote by billionaire Andrew Tate: arrogance breeds complacency, and complacency breeds failure. As we leave here, I urge you, fellow graduates, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Thank you.
Thank you, Levi. Our last speech will be given by our other valedictorian, Nicholas Jackson.
Coach Trammell told me over and over, do not share this stage. Well, Coach, I did my best, but Levi just had to be special. All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How can I possibly express my gratitude towards all the wonderful people who brought me and my classmates to where we are today? To all the members of the board, Mrs. Taylor and Mr. Sellers, they set all this up and have done all the work behind the scenes at Oklahoma Union. I think that deserves a round of applause. I'd like to thank my coaches, Coach Newby, Coach Trammell, and Coach Cordell Jackson. No, we're not related, even though we look so much alike. And especially, I'd like to thank Coach Robbins for being such an encourager through life and through sport. And Coach Hall for his continued commitment to the school, which has lasted hundreds upon hundreds of years. To my favorite teachers, Mrs. Moody, Mrs. Lively, and Mrs. Auer, you are excellent women of God, and your steadfast dedication to me, to your students, and to our success is something no amount of money could ever buy. Thank you. Thank you to all my family and friends for coming out to see us graduate. To all the Jackson family out there, hi, love you guys. To my adoptive family, the Harrises, I love and cherish you all. I also like my siblings a little bit too. Just kidding, no I don't. Lauren, Sawyer, Aaron, and Jonas the bonus. I care about you guys more than anything in the world. Don't think of this graduation as a goodbye. It's an invitation to step through this same door later. I promise I will always hold you guys at the center of my heart. Protector, teacher, coach, provider, dad, I am blessed with all that you are. I hope that with more than this speech and so much more than the walls of this school, that I have honored you and made you proud. I love you, Dad. To Mom, you are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You are the anchor for our family and the keeper of my heart. I love you to Pluto and back and then some. And seniors, I am beyond grateful to be a part of your class, a class no one expected anything from, a class that was brushed off and told to handle their own problems, told that we would forever be lesser than. But while no one was paying attention, and where no one else was, there you were, improving yourselves, perfecting your craft, and inviting all those who were told they were lesser than to come with you. This class took on COVID, and where's COVID now? We're told we're the worst class, but there are still the juniors. You can talk to any of the seniors in this class, and chances are they know what they want to do and are chasing after their goals faster than this school can let them go. Almost to our detriment, you are all leaders. All of you have made your own path. Just like the poem Robert Frost wrote, I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. Against all odds, each one of you has made your own path, college or chiropractor or teacher or pilot. And here we are. You made it, guys. Let's get some applause for our seniors. My final thank you goes to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. You have put all of these wonderful coaches, teachers, friends, and family into my life. Hallowed be thy name. I know it's not much, but I've nothing else fit for my King. From the depths of my heart, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Our senior class wants to be remembered by more than what we accomplished. Don't remember us for the baseball season, the basketball season, softball, volleyball, our band, our football season. No, seriously, can we have a football season? I hope you would remember this senior class for their character. They are all leaders, shepherds, and lions. And I hope that future graduates would remember us in the same way. Do not shy away from who you are, seniors. God has perfectly made you and given you a path to who you truly are. I'll say it again. Do not shy away from who you are. And finally, don't remember me for all of these achievements. I hope you would remember me as a musician, that in all things I have lifted up my song, and that in this speech, in academic performance, in my devotion to athletics, that with every breath that I am able, I will have sung of the goodness of God. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. I'd like to recognize one more of our valedictorians. Kate Thompson, if you wouldn't mind standing up. Ms. Taylor, members of the Board of Education, I hereby certify that these students have completed all academic requirements established by the Oklahoma Union School District and the State Board of Education and are entitled to receive their diplomas. Hayden Lee Bowman. Cade Benson. Talon Hayes Big Eagle. Caitlin Marie Brackett. Easton Chandler Brennan. Emma Burroughs. Don Burrows. Lainey Deanne Cameron. Kinley Paige Cook. Katie Dean Davis. Raven Lee Estes. Kate Renee Evely. Chase Allen Goodell. Lindsay Hagebush. Austin James Harris. Levi Cody Hicks. Cade Allen Hill. Nicholas Decatur Jackson. Jaron Kirshner. Levi Abbott Kreider. Emma Cole Lemus. Hunter Jerry Mathis. Fane McFall. Jaden Morris. Allie Ray Nippert. Jacqueline Rainey. Garrett Wayne Ray. Brooklyn Riley. Joseph Rogers. Kaylee Ann Sines. Callie Joe Selly. Carissa Rose Solomon. Kennedy Ryan Sturgeon. Madison Joe Tanner. Jenna Thompson. Kate Lynn Thompson. Erica Lynn White. Landon Wood. Danielle Leanne Young. Members of the board, faculty, family members, and guests, it is my pleasure and honor to present to you the graduating class of 2023.
Wanted to pop in real quick and inform everybody what's going on. We're having some technical issues right now, but all the seniors have been announced. They're now going up on stage to grab their flowers to pass out to any family members that they may have. So I just wanted to give you guys an update on that as they try to get the sound back on and going. And it seems like they've got it now. So we're going to go ahead and send it back to the live.
Thank you.
Alrighty, folks, that will conclude the 2023 high school graduation of Oklahoma Union. Thank you for joining with us live, and we'll send it back to K-Rig Real Country Music right here. Don't go anywhere, folks. Thanks for listening.
Country living brings about nature and all the wonderful things of the outdoors and peaceful serenity on a moon-filled night. But the serenity comes to an abrupt stop when you need great internet and phone service. Just because you're out of the confines of convenience doesn't mean opportunity can't knock. That's when Total Communications Total CSI comes to your rescue. Total Communications and Total CSI offers internet and phone service in Kansas and Oklahoma, making life a little easier to rural customers. Make the call, 888-580-2208.
Are you low on fuel or propane? Do your horses need fed with some good quality feed? How about your truck? Does it need a new flatbed? Does your grass need cut with a new mower? The Barlett Co-op, located in southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma, will serve all your agricultural needs. With 8 different locations, find the one closest to you and visit us today. With weekly specials on our products, we try to always have great deals for you to choose from. Find us on the web at bartlettcoop.com. That's Bartlett, C-O-O-P.
Take a look around. When you see a job that's well done, you can almost bet that Muller Construction in Coffeyville had something to do with it. Muller Construction is a family-owned company. For 4 generations, they've been helping to build it. The Muller Construction family takes pride in everything they do. Muller Construction, building southeast Kansas and northeast Oklahoma.
Where storms are, there are issues with the internet causing interruptions of service. Summer storms, winter storms. When you have Martinet IP internet service, you'll have a quick response to getting your service up and running again. Martinet IP's customer service is top-notch and a priority when it comes to providing you with quality internet service, as well as keeping customers happy with the internet service in their homes or business. Martinet IP, your internet service provider, providing you with quality high-speed internet. 918-333-2208 and ask about the affordable connectivity program.
We've all experienced the panic of misplacing our debit card. But wouldn't it be nice to control your debit card anytime from anywhere? We have an app to do just that. Control at your fingertips. At Welch State Bank, we offer our customers the Card Valet app, so you can turn your card off and on, monitor your transactions for fraud, and much more. Visit your app store to download the Card Valet today and control your debit card 24/7, 365 days a year. Stop by, visit our website, or call any location for more information. 918-255-6611. Third-party message, data, or ISP fees may apply. Wells State Bank, member FDIC.
When you're out and about and are feeling hungry, stop in at the Woodshed in South Coffeyville, where they have Simple Simon's Pizza, Woodshed Chicken, Car Wash, deli products, and more. The Woodshed has self-service gas pumps if your vehicle feels a bit thirsty, too. Open 24-7, that's the Woodshed in South Coffeyville and Edna, where you can enjoy all that a convenience store offers and so much more. The Woodshed supports Coach Leot and the Oklahoma Union boys on their road to state.
Welcome back live real quick. Our last stop in. Just wanted to go ahead and thank those sponsors that you just heard played. That is Totel CSI, Bartlett Co-op, Moeller Construction, Barnett IP, Welch State Bank, and Woodshed. Once again, we wanted to thank all those sponsors for making this possible, because without them, none of this would be happening. So once again, thanks for tuning in tonight to the 2023 Oklahoma Union High School graduation commencement ceremony. Have a good night.